Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Let's start by highlighting two unique but really important communities that have emerged through or sometimes since COVID.
Sounds good.
The first is Restoration Ranch in Shiloh. It is a 46-acre ranch at the corner of Hartman Lane and Lebanon Avenue, and they are an organization dedicated to reaching and building communities. The ranch is laid out in different zones, so there's an outdoor game area with a sand volleyball court, there's a covered patio, a couple fire pits, an art gallery, a petting zoo, an archery range.
What?
Yeah, and eventually they're going to have an event center, so they just have so much that they're developing.
That's really neat.
It is, and one of the zones is a beautiful coffee shop called Gratitude Cafe. So they took an old grain silo on the ranch and they turned it into a cozy coffee shop. They took some reclaimed wood from trees that had been on the property and they made an absolutely beautiful coffee bar inside the silo.
Huh.
I'm going to post a picture of that on our Instagram because it is a must see. The ranch is a faith-based organization and was co-founded by Jonathan Sherwood and his wife, Lindsay. They moved here from California right before COVID, and they wanted to build a space with lots of different opportunities to create communities within our community. So Jonathan, Lindsay, and others have been working really hard to get each of the different zones laid out and built up and ready for groups to come in and enjoy it.
Neat.
So most recently, they started using several acres of the ranch to grow and harvest food, which they've been donating to people in need. This is the first year they've been able to plant, so they're really just testing the ground to see like what fruits and vegetables are needed, what the ground will support, and then that'll give them an idea of what they can plan for next year. So our request is, if you're aware of a community outreach group that could use fresh produce to get to our neighbors in need, please consider reaching out to Restoration Ranch.
Definitely.
Yeah, like I said, they have so much going on. It's a really incredible space that they're building. They have huge hearts for service, and it's going to be fun to see how this will impact our community. So I'm going to put a link to them in the show notes.
That's awesome. I haven't heard of this place, so it really is neat to find out we have something like this in the community.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that there were two community highlights that you wanted to touch on. So what's the other one?
So the other newer community is called the Sunshine Squad. Kim Sabella, who is the owner and funeral director for Wolfersberger Funeral Home in downtown O'Fallon, introduced me to this new group. So COVID was particularly challenging for the death care industry. You have the isolation of the pandemic combined with the isolation of losing your spouse or partner, and that just seems like a really impossible situation to navigate. So at a time where people needed support the most, they had none of the traditional support services available to them. So Kim worked really hard to connect and reconnect and just keep in touch with people during that really difficult time in their lives. And what organically emerged is this community of surviving spouses and partners who want to spend time with each other now. Their get-togethers are entirely driven by what the group wants. So sometimes they want a speaker to come in. Sometimes they want to just meet up in the park and go on a walk together. They volunteer. And it sounds like they just are generally enjoying each other's company.
That's really great.
It is, because I think there's camaraderie and loss, and this group is an engaging way for widowed people to be part of something with others who uniquely understand sort of what that void that comes when you lose your spouse. But Kim also recently hired a staff member dedicated to coordinating this group. Her name is Donna Myers, and a lot of people know Donna. She's retired military and was a nurse with HSHS St. Elizabeth's for 16 years.
Yeah.
And if you know Donna, she is exactly the right person to be connecting with others through their loss and helping them transition into whatever's next for them. No matter who serviced the funeral, any widow or widower is welcome. So if you know someone who has lost their life partner and remains unmarried, now you know of a place where they might feel very welcomed and hopefully a little less lonely. So I'm going to put a link to contact information about the Sunshine Squad in the show notes.
That's really great. So speaking of communities, yesterday was the change of command at Scott Air Force Base, and we have a new wing commander.
We do.
So we need to welcome Colonel Chris Robinson. During several events throughout the week leading up to the change of command, nearly every speaker made a point to mention how much the surrounding communities mean to the base and the military community, which is really nice to hear. So way to go, O'Fallon and Shiloh.
That's really nice.
So what's on your calendar this week, Jess?
It is July 4th weekend, and Nick, you know I'm a huge America fan.
Oh, yes.
I own a ridiculous amount of red, white, and blue gear. so I will obviously be sporting such gear while attending the fireworks over O'Fallon.
You're
which
gonna
is
be decked out like a 1980s wrestler. Just ready to come out there with fireworks and that flag and just be like, America!
I don't think anybody wants that to happen. But I will be there in my ridiculous gear. That's this Saturday night, July 3rd. The fireworks begin at dusk, which should be around 8:30. But just a reminder, there will be food trucks in the park prior to that, so plan on getting there early. I'm going to bring my pod rocker and I'll be kicking back.
I'm sorry. What's a pod rocker?
You don't know what a pod rocker is?
No, I don't know what a pod
rocker
is.
Okay, it's one of those camping chairs, like what you take camping or to like a baseball game or something.
Like a little sport chair things.
Yeah, the little sports chair, but yeah. It's not like a director style chair. It's like a pompazon chair, so it's a little freeform.
Okay,
but it also rocks. Like, it is literally a pod rocker.
As in it rocks as in back and forth, or like this thing is awesome and it rocks?
Both.
Okay, a little bit of A, a little bit of B.
You'll have to Google it.
All right,
but they're awesome.
I was saying, I'm going
to
Google this thing. So
you should. So next Saturday, July 10th, is Unplug Illinois. This is a day that encourages people to get out, unplug, and spend time at a park. In support of this, O'Fallon Parks and Rec is hosting a family-friendly triathlon. Families will check in at Vine Street Market, ride their bikes to the community park, walk a mile through the park, and then ride their bikes back to the market. And once you arrive back at the market, you'll receive a free pass to the O'Fallon Memorial Pool. So that's
cool.
Next Saturday, July 10th. I'll put a link to information and registration in the show notes.
Now, the only thing I want to add to that is if you are a listener of the 618 Now on Saturdays, you can put your device down after you listen.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Listen to us and then unplug.
Then unplug.
Good tip, Nick.
Yeah.
Save the date for Wednesday, July 14th. There is a Dine to Donate at Peel. So eat at Peel and 20% of proceeds from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. will benefit the Special Olympics.
Awesome.
O'Fallon police officers and Olympians will be there greeting guests. So be sure to show your flyer and I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
That sounds awesome. Well, Jess, it's been fun, but I've got to run.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Nick.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.